Welcome to Shom Hashav on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Yonishma Sarim Be'akav Shom on the Daf Asitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf and Zayin. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings and mentions the Machlokes if Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol or Lo Ikri Kol. If the group of Gerim are considered to be have the name of Kahal or they don't have the name of Kahal. And the Gemara brings it's a Machlokes and we paskin the Kahal Gerim Loikukol, the Narakol, and the Achrayim discuss what does the Rambam say, because it seemingly there's some serious contradictions in the Rambam. There is a beautiful Shlo in Parshas Chukas. And the Shlo says over there, a big Yisoid. He says there's four different levels of Klal Yisrael. Four different names that Am Yisrael has as a group. The lowest level is called Am. They're Am, they're a nation, like any other nation. Above that, there's a name called Kahal. They become a Kehila. They join together. Above that is called Eda. Sounds that he refers to the Pasuk, Atem Eidai Vani Kel. We are the nation that's made on the Gedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And above that, there's a name called Kehal Hashem. It's not just a Kehila, but it's a Kehila that recognizes and lives together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shlo just concludes by that, a very long piece where he said that the Torah revealed itself in four different ways. There is Torah Hashem, the highest place, Torah Elokim, then there's Torah Emes, and then there is Torah Ha'odom. And he goes on to explain that the name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The first two letters, Yud Kei, are the Nistaris. They're the ones that belong up there in Shemaim. They're the name of Hashem. The last two letters, Vav Kei, it's how it's revealed down here in the world, as we spoke about a lot in the past. So he says, Torah Hashem and Torah Elokim is the Torah Nistar that belongs up at Shemaim. The Torah Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the highest level of Torah. Torah Elokim is a little less than that, but it still belongs to Shem Hashem. And that's the Nistaris. Then we have the two revelations down here in the world. There is Torah Emes, or you see that the Torah Emes that you can see when you learn. And then there's Torah Sa'adam, which is called the Muskolis, things everybody understands. All the humane things are included in the Torah. Says the Shlo, connected these four, you have these four names of Am Yisrael. The lowest level of Am Yisrael is called Am. They're a nation. They're a nation that tried to act in the right way, in the humane way. That is connected the lowest level of Torah, Torah Sa'adam, and there the lowest people of Am Yisrael belong, which is the Erev Rav. All the goyim that joined Am Yisrael, but didn't really become part of Am Yisrael. They're Erev Rav, but they belong to the Pchinas Am of Am Yisrael. Above that, you have Kahal. Kahal is already a Kehila. That's already a little more greater than Muskolos. That's already when you learn Torah, when you're already part of understanding Torah. That is where the Gerim belong. People that are not part of Am Yisrael, but they joined Am Yisrael, and they joined the Torah of Am Yisrael. Above that, you have Edo. Tem Eidai Vanikel, or testify on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That already belongs to the Nistaris, and that's a higher level. And the highest level is Kehal Hashem. Kehal Hashem is mamish to go up to what's called, he's called Neshama to Neshama, the Ois Yud, the original state, the Shem Hashem itself, how it reveals in the world, and that's a very, very high level of Pchinas Am Yisrael, how they connect to the highest of high. And this Shlo obviously needs to have much more iyun, and especially that I didn't find another mukkar that says these four chilukim the Shlo says, only in the Shlo. The Shlo is enough of a source. But one thing comes out of the Shlo. The Shlo says that in Am Yisrael itself, there's two names. There's Kahal and Kehal Hashem. The Gerim belong to Kahal. They don't belong to Kehal Hashem. And mainly we can understand very clearly the machlikis in the Gemara La'alacha. Is Kahal Gerim ikri kol or lo ikri kol? Because Al Pi Machshava, they belong to Kol, but not to Kehal Hashem. So being belong to Kol, is that good enough to have the Gedusha of Am Yisrael that they cannot marry Mamzerim, for example? Or Lamais, they're not Kehal Hashem. What level of Kehal needs to be in order to be considered to be a Kol in Halacha? Because there is Kehal, there's Kehal Hashem. The Gerim belong to Kehal. The Gerim don't belong to Kehal Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.